Hi, this is Erin. Welcome to this week's episode of Open Swim. I'm here with Snow Moon. Jesse and Andy have joined me today. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're going good. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being my first Open Swim guest of 2020.
It's a pleasure.
I want to ask you first how you met and got started together as a band.
Well, we first met, me and Andy, a long time ago. We've been playing music together for about 10 to 15 years, writing songs in different bands since high school. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, we wanted to change our sound. We had written a lot of new material, and we were looking for a new drummer that would kind of round us out. And we found Noelle, who is the third member of our trio. And we have just not looked back since. It was the perfect match for both of us.
That's awesome. Who are you influenced by musically?
That's like one of the deepest questions you can ask a band, because it's like all three of us are like in our early 30s. And I don't know, I think we've been influenced by like everything from the beginning of music school with jazz to just as little kids playing all post-emo and the My Chemical Romance days, screaming at the top of your lungs, sweating in the front of like a mosh pit and all that. Like, I've been playing ska music on like the bass my whole life, but you can't really even hear any ska on all the music we play. It's more of the influence of the music we listen to with each other. I didn't really get into any of the math rock until I really met my drummer. He got me into the more complicated rhythms of like Chon and Animals as Leaders, things that like I would give a chance to, but never really like break down musically or give more respect to. And now it's nonstop. Just listening to everything that another band member would recommend.
Yeah, and we also listen to a lot of international music. Our drummer, Noel, especially, he loves Aruka Sativa from Argentina, Tricot from Japan, you know, and he's introduced us to a lot of stuff. But since we all did go to music school and a few of us have worked in the industry, I think we have a really well-rounded view, and we listen to really every single genre. You know, Noel will come in and say, hey, I was listening to Bad Bunny the other day and I got inspired by one of the rhythms, and let's make like a really heavy drum rhythm off of it based off that. So we're really open to mixing styles and genres and just not looking at music as if it has any limits to where it was created.
I think some of the best things are created when you have that mentality too, for sure.
Definitely.
When you guys are getting together to write music, what's your process like?
Well, it starts with me and Andy. Most of the time we sit together and we just hash out kind of like a melody line with a bass line. So it'd be vocals and bass is how we start almost every single song. Then we kind of workshop it with Noel, and then we bring bass and drums into it. And then the last piece is guitar and then background vocals. So it's kind of an unorthodox way to go about it, but it's what we found works for us.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of singer-songwriter. Like, let me get my acoustic and sit in the corner for an hour and put some melodies together. It's like, no. This is going to be like Sheryl Crow, bass guitar. Like, this is the root note for every part of the song, and then we figure the rest out.
Well, I think, like you mentioned before, having the collective experience that you do as a band, you have seen what works and what doesn't with other people, and I'm sure that informs your choices as well.
Absolutely. And I think we've all written in different ways, whether it be academically or just with other bands, and you know, because Andy and I've worked together so long, we just naturally are able to kick things out in this direction, you know. And really, we always say Andy is kind of the translator between me and the drummer, because him and Noel have their special bond at the rhythm section.
Aww.
And I mean, Andy, right, as a songwriter. And then he kind of interprets like, hey, this is Jerome part needs to go here. She's trying to say this melodically. And we kind of just find our circle that way.
What's your favorite thing about performing together?
I mean, I would say when people see us, a lot of times they say that we look very connected. We've played together a long time now, and it's just us three. So it's a very intimate experience writing with so few people and playing with them. We've never changed band members. So I think that, you know, our favorite thing is really locking in and just being connected and being able to show that, you know, we can really just close our eyes and know the other person's got us, that we're on the same page. I mean, Andy?
A friend of mine asked me the other day about how the flow state was on stage. And that's the addictive part about playing live with your friends, is you become so unaware of your surroundings, and you're just like speaking with the language of music with like your closest friends in a way that like you couldn't even tell what your legs are doing or whether your tongue is like hanging out your mouth. Yeah. The flow state and locking in a rhythm with friends is definitely the high point of playing live.
What are you working on now?
So we're actually working on our full-length album that is going to be out this summer. And, you know, we're all very influenced by mixed media, and we go to Comic-Con every year together, and we like a lot of music that combines art and videos. And we're actually working on a comic book and graphic novel that's going to go along with this album. So it's a whole concept piece. We're making videos with it. We've been in the studio writing and recording nonstop, and there isn't a lot out on it right now because we're going to be releasing it kind of strategically, but that is coming up for us in the new year, and we're really excited about it.
Now, where can people see you play live?
So we have two shows this month coming up. We have January 15th at Bar Nancy, and then January 30th, we're playing Emo Night 305 at Las Rosas, which we have a lot of fun covers planned. So if anyone really wants to have a good time, I think they'll really like the show.
It sounds like an awesome time, and I thank you, Jesse and Andy from Snow Moon, for taking a few minutes to help our listeners get to know your band, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks so much, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.